Tad said nothing for a moment, only looked out the window. On the radio, someone hit a comebacker to Whitey Ford. Ford fielded the ball and threw it to Moose Scourin at first. Now there were two down in the top of the eighth. At last, Tad said, it could have been Haywood. It wasn't likely, but it could have been. Then, did you see the old man back there, the one in the shoeshine chair? Sure, you patted him on the cheeks. That's Arthur Girardi. Files lets him hang around because he used to be connected. That's what Files thinks, used to be. Now he's just some old fellow who comes in to get his shoes shined at 10 and then forgets and comes in to get them shined again at 3. Files thinks he's just an old fellow who don't know from nothing, as they say. Girardi lets him think whatever he wants to think. If Files said that the moon was green cheese, Girardi wouldn't say boo. Old G, he comes in for the air conditioning, and he's still connected. Connected to Jimmy G? To all sorts of guys. Mr. Files didn't know the fight was fixed? No, not for sure. I thought he would. But old G knew, and he knew which one's supposed to take the dive. Yes, that was my luck. Hurricane Haywood goes down in the eighth round. Then, next year, when the odds are better, the Hurricane gets his payday. Would you have bet if Mr. Girardi hadn't been there? Nope, Ted replied immediately. Then what would you have done for money when you go away? Ted looked depressed at those words, when you go away. He made as if to put an arm around Bobby's shoulders, then stopped himself. There's always someone who knows something, he said. They were on Asher Avenue now, still in Bridgeport, but only a mile or so from the Harwich town line. Knowing what would happen, Bobby reached for Ted's big nicotine-stained hand. Ted swiveled his knees toward the door, taking his hands with him. Better not. Bobby didn't need to ask why. People put up signs that said, wet paint, do not touch, because if you put your hand on something newly painted, the stuff would get on your skin. You could wash it off, or it would wear off by itself in time, but for a while, it would be there. Where will you go? I don't know. I feel bad, Bobby said. He could feel tears prickling at the corners of his eyes. If something happens to you, it's my fault. I saw things, the things you told me to look out for, but I didn't say anything. I didn't want you to go, so I told myself you were crazy, not about everything, just about the low men you thought were chasing you, and I didn't say anything. You gave me a job, and I muffed it.